This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Welcome to the All Things Ag Gal podcast. I'm your host, Addison Stoddard. Join me as I celebrate and learn from the women who cultivate, grow, and thrive in agriculture.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back to the All Things Ag Gal podcast. I'm your host, Addison Stoddard. This week, I was joined by a very special guest, Sarah Johnson. Sarah is a sixth-generation beef cattle producer from Ohio. She graduated from The Ohio State University in 2017 with degrees in animal science and agricultural communications. She now works as a feed sales specialist for Purina Animal Nutrition. In this episode, we talk about her experience growing up in ag, college, and how she grew a platform on social media. Please help me welcome Sarah Johnson to the podcast.
All right, Sarah, thanks so much for joining me on the All Things Ag Gal podcast. How are you today?
I am doing well. How are you, Addison?
I'm good. Thanks so much for taking the time to meet with me. I'm so excited to talk with you. I want to just dive right in and jump into talking a little bit about where you're from, how you grew up, and kind of maybe like where your involvement in agriculture started.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I first want to say thank you so much for having me on. I am honored to be able to visit with you. And so I am Sarah Johnson. I grew up in South Central Ohio on my family's purebred limousine and Limflex cattle operation. And something that I am very proud of still to this day, I am a sixth generation in my family to raise beef cattle. And so that's something that I, you know, they always talk about an elevator pitch that's so key to have, you know, going throughout college and beyond. And that's one thing that I definitely like to say and start off by saying, because it's been in my family that long. And so obviously I've grown up in agriculture. I was born right into it. We always used to say that I was born in a barn, not literally, but figuratively. So a little bit of background. My parents actually met at a horse show. And while my mom didn't necessarily grow up in agriculture directly as a child, she went to The Ohio State University, as well as my father. And that's where she kind of found her love for agriculture. She'd always loved horses, but just didn't, you know, live on a farm. She boarded horses away. And when she met my dad was on our family farm, and the rest is history.
I love that. That's like such a fun little romance and worlds colliding type thing.
Yeah, definitely.
So your involvement growing up, like, was it mostly just on the farm? Did you do any like showing or FFA or anything like that? What did that kind of thing look like?
Yeah, it was a little bit of everything. And I don't want to overwhelm you with a very long answer, because I was very actively involved with my family's farm, but I was also involved in 4-H and FFA. And that's where I truly found my love of, I guess, the beginning of agriculture marketing, because several years ago, it wasn't necessarily a big thing at the time. And so it was just starting to come about. Facebook had just kind of started to get its traction. And through FFA, I was part of the, what is it called? It's a AgCom CDE. And so I was on that team, and we won our state FFA contest in that. And that was pretty pivotal on the marketing side of things and agriculture for me, but grew up showing cattle all over the country. I showed my very first limousine heifer as a 4-year-old in Kansas City at the American Royal with my dad on a second lead strap. So you have the animal show halter and then the lead that you lead him around with, and then he's strapped on a second one, and I was quite a bit shorter than him, and so he was just over top of me. And I think that's honestly where I got absolutely hooked on the cattle side of things. And so, gosh, I want to say we totaled it up one time. I've shown limousine cattle in 27 states.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. And so I not only showed on the local 4-H and state levels, I showed on the national level within the Junior Limousine Association. And I guess that leads me to my next point. So, as I want to say a junior in high school, I interviewed for a spot on the National Junior Limousine Association Board of Directors. And so, as a junior in high school, I made it on to that board of directors and then served 4 consecutive years on that board. And we traveled all over the country to Denver, Colorado for the National Western Stock Show, for the American Royal, all over the place. We had board meetings spring and each fall into the winter 2 times a year. So that was really neat that I got to make connections all over the country. And honestly, that's where I found some of my very best friends, was through that. And so, let's see, I did all of that. I think that covers. Oh, and we did have quarter horses growing up. We would always work the cattle off horseback. And my little sister and I used to show horses through 4-H, and didn't really go on to any other shows, but we've always had horses around and we still do to this day. We've got a couple quarter horse mares that my fiance and I love to go out and ride and work some cows off of. And I think I'm going on and on and on for you.
I love it. It's so awesome.
So then, gosh, what was your initial question? What was my
Yeah.
involvement growing up?
Yeah. What was like some of your involvement? You did really good.
Okay, yeah. And so if you want me to lead into my college career, I can do that
Yes.
as well. But
Yes.
if you have other questions.
I was gonna ask about that. Like, what kind of, I feel like being super involved as like a teenager in agriculture, sometimes it can be kind of hard to like narrow down, okay, what direction am I going? So I was curious
Yes.
if like you had that and kind of what you ended up deciding doing at school, like what your college experience was like.
Yeah, so I graduated high school with, I believe there were 120 in my class, and I knew every person's name. I knew a little something about them. And our school, our elementary school, middle school, and high school were in the middle of cornfields. And so to make the big transition to go to the big city in Columbus, where the Ohio State University is, was pretty daunting for me. Now, both of my parents graduated from Ohio State, as well as one of my grandmothers. And so it was kind of by default that that's probably where I needed to go. And my gosh, thank God I did, because I think I could probably talk to you all evening about my experience at Ohio State and how much it just catapulted, my career in agriculture and furthering my career in agriculture. And so to get back to your question, I didn't necessarily know exactly what I wanted to do. And I love that you brought that up, because I think that is so important to talk about, because something my mom always used to say, was, it doesn't matter what your degree is in, just get the degree and go from there. Just get the degree and you'll be fine. And that's a little easier said than done, because when you show up as a freshman, you need to pick your major, you need to pick your minor. And It was so daunting. And so I actually ended up going in as a college freshman on campus in ag business and ag economics. And things changed in the most wonderful way possible. But I always knew that I wanted to remain in agriculture. And so I was in the College of Agriculture at Ohio State. But throughout my freshman year, I started to try to hone in on what I really enjoyed doing. And I knew that I wanted to remain in the cattle industry and the livestock industry. So I don't even know that I would say upon graduation that I knew exactly what I wanted to do. And we can get into that in a little bit. But I think it's so important to, especially as a freshman in college, or even if you graduate college and you jump right into a career field, don't I guess pigeonhole yourself into one specific job, because the agriculture industry is so vastly I get let me think. So it is so broad, and there are so many different areas for absolutely anybody that wants to get involved in agriculture, regardless of if you grew up in it or not. And so oh gosh, I can start to go into my involvement at Ohio State here if you'd like
Yes,
me
that
to.
would be great.
Okay. So I jumped right in and I lived in the
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
College of Ag dorm. And so that was really neat because right off the bat, I was put with, my peers. And funny enough, I work with, I would say, two-thirds of those same peers
Oh,
that
wow.
I was in my college dorm with. And so that's why it is so crucial to go in with an open mind. And I believe that you're always building your network, even, throughout 4-H, FFA, later on in high school, and then as as you age. And so I right away got involved in absolutely everything that the College of Ag had to offer. I joined the Agribusiness Club, the Ag Communicators of Tomorrow Club, as well as the Saddle and Sirloin Club. And, those organizations were just so wonderful to, network and meet like-minded individuals, but that had backgrounds from absolutely just all over the place. And so then I would say, let's see, into my sophomore, junior-ish year, I ended up joining the collegiate livestock judging team. And I didn't necessarily go into college wanting to do that, I guess. Now, my father, if he were still here with us, he would about fall over hearing me say that. But because he was a member of the collegiate livestock judging team at Ohio State several years prior to me, but I had an opportunity to join such an excellent group of guys. There were four other guys and myself. We were a smaller team, but we traveled all over the country in, I want to say, an 8-passenger or 12-passenger van. So it was our judging team coach and then the four of them and me. And I most of the time got stuck driving. But oh my goodness, That was such a neat experience for me and a few of those gentlemen I work with professionally and have had the privilege of, remaining wonderful friends with. And so that's why I say just jump right in. You don't have to know exactly what you want to do or need to do. There are just so many different opportunities. And as far as, different student organizations, the Saddle and Sirloin Club was a really neat experience for me as well. We had all sorts of involvement on campus throughout the year, but we also got to travel to the National Block and Bridal Conventions each year. And one was held at Texas Tech University. And I want to say another, oh gosh, maybe in Washington, D.C., and then Oklahoma State University. And, getting again to meet people from all over the country. And it's kind of funny how some of those people that you meet, even as a sophomore, junior in college, they keep popping up. Even, I graduated Ohio State in 2017, and now look where we are. What else do you want to know about my college
No, that
experience?
was great. I was.
Oh, one other thing I didn't want to leave out that was so instrumental for me. I interviewed for a spot on the College of Ag ambassador team. And I don't remember if that was my freshman or sophomore year, but I earned a spot on that team as well. And so it was really neat to be able to connect with high schoolers that were interested coming up to Ag Campus for a tour. They got to talk with current students. You got to talk with their families and, tell them that it was going to be okay. You didn't have to know exactly what you wanted to do out in the world. So that was really neat. And I had such an excellent advisor, and she and her husband actually are some of my greatest role models still to this day and dear friends of mine. So
I love that. I just love hearing you talk about it because I have very similar experiences of just like very like life-changing pivotal moments in college that I was just like, I would have never ended up where I am if I hadn't had those moments. So I
isn't it
love
funny
that.
how that happens? I mean, and
Seriously.
it happens when you're not even searching for it, or you don't even know that you are. And
Right.
so that's what makes it so special.
So true. Now, I would love to kind of I feel like I'm just like making you push along here, but I would love to know now kind of like how you got from graduating college to the position you're in right now, and if you'd tell a little bit about what you do for work.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to. So this is also a little bit of a longer story than not. So when I graduated college, I guess even prior to graduating, I remember feeling so incredibly intimidated, not because it was, the real world that I had to jump right into, but I didn't have a dream job per se. And a lot of my friends, they were going on to vet school. They knew that they wanted to go out and jump right into some sort of ag sales role or go be a grain buyer for a Cargill or an ADM. And, I just hadn't found that fit yet. I had numerous internships, and that's one other thing that is so key. If anything sparks your interest, jump right in, find an internship, and do it. That doesn't have to be your career for the rest of your life. I had internships with different livestock photography businesses, and I also worked with the College of Ag Development Office. And so, as a student intern, I got to work with donors and benefactors of the university and the College of Ag. And so, I got to see so many different parts. Not everything, but I got to learn, what I enjoyed and what I didn't necessarily enjoy. And so when I graduated, the Office of Development with the College of Ag asked me to stay on as an employee with them. And it was so much fun for me getting to connect with individuals that had supported me my entire career and help them, continue on their legacy. And so we did all different events and hosting donors and benefactors and different communications opportunities. I did a whole lot of photography for some university events as well. But I continually found myself wanting to get out in the field, and I didn't know what that looked like. And so I honestly jumped into a sales role with a rental equipment company, and that was not something that I was necessarily, had any experience with. But dear friends of our family, the individuals that owned that company, and so I did that for a little while, and then I went into a sales and leadership role with a local cooperative closer to my family's farm because I wanted, to get back to the farm as every ag kid wants to do eventually, one way or another. And so I got to move back closer to home. And throughout my college career, I showed cattle all over the country, as well until I aged out as a junior. And we still have Limousine and Limflex cattle to this day. And that's something that I always knew I wanted to be a part of my life, if, Lord willing. And it was a little difficult for me to, try to find something that wasn't, how do I explain this? I knew I loved showing cattle, but unless you are at the top and you are selling some crazy high embryos and offspring, you're not necessarily going to make a living showing cattle. And so, I learned that early on in my college career. But I say all that to say that I then went into a seed sales role. And so I was selling corn and soybean seed to farmers, and I did a little bit of everything, bringing in product and treating the seed, delivering the seed, selling the seed. It was a nice 360 role for me. And gosh, I learned so much in that role because, yes, I grew up on a farm. Yes, my grandfather farmed corn and we did silage for the cattle, but I didn't necessarily have much involvement in that other than, driving a tractor when he needed help. And so it's definitely not something that I ever saw myself jumping into, but, the opportunity presented itself. And I'm so thankful for that opportunity. But again, I found myself wanting to get closer to something in the livestock industry because that's where my heart and my pride and joy lies. Not just cattle, I also grew up showing sheep on a national level with my younger sister. And so I worked for two different companies selling seed, and I am so excited to talk about this next part. And I swore I wasn't going to share my age on this, but I think it is so incredibly important for people to hear me when I say this. I am 30 years old, and I just now landed what I would call my dream job. And wow, did not think that I was ever, going to start to tear up on this, but it was always a dream of mine to be able to go out and work on farm with livestock producers. I just didn't know what that looked like. And that kind of leads me into the social media part that we want to talk about here. But earlier this year, I accepted a role with Purina Animal Nutrition as a sales specialist in the Great Lakes region. And so basically, it's a Purina sales rep role. And I get to manage our dealer network in that Great Lakes region. And so, independent and cooperative dealers, I get to work with their leadership, their sales staff, and sell Purina animal nutrition. And I get to go out and sell on farm and help producers, find solutions to better their operations. And I learn something new every single day. No day is ever the same. And that is what I love so much. It's also a little bit of a challenge because, we have quite a wide portfolio of products. Yes, livestock and horse is my main focus with Purina, but I also handle nutrition from your game fish to elephants and zebras at a zoo, to backyard flock and all sorts of things in between, pet food. And so it's just really neat to kind of see how things have truly come full circle for me in my 30th year of life. And so I wanted to tie back to that to just share with people that it's okay if you don't know what you want to do when you graduate college. It's okay if you don't know what you want to do 5 years after you graduate from college. And it just so happened that one of the biggest blessings in my life, I was able to step into a career like this. And I get so many questions and emails and messages on social media about how I found this job, how I got into it. And so I hope sharing a little bit of my background with you helps kind of paint that picture. Because, yeah, I knew that there were animal nutrition reps all over the place, but I didn't know what that looked like. And it's a sales role. And I never ever thought that I would say I love sales, but it's truly about building relationships for me. I'm a relationship builder, and you take it from there.
I love that. Oh my gosh. I feel like I was the one that needed to hear that. I hope other people did too, but like that is so cool, right? I think it's so easy for us to think that you like get out of college and you're supposed to have this like dream job lined up, but that's so cool that over time you like really figured out what it was and how it fit into your life. That's so awesome. So awesome. I love how you mentioned kind of that everyday looks a little bit different. And I kind of want to tie this in with how I found you on social media. So I actually found you through TikTok, and I think your videos are so fun. Just you kind of take people through like a day in your life very often, like what things look like. I don't know if you want to kind of talk a little bit about what your days look like, and then also kind of how you got started with content creation.
Yeah, definitely. So, gosh, my days are so different. And that honestly is why I don't even know how it started, other than the fact that I didn't get to see a behind the scenes of, a feed sales rep or even a seed sales rep selling on the agronomy side. But my day to day, I basically live out of my vehicle on the road, which I really do enjoy. I cover most of the state of Ohio, and I have a small territory in southeastern Indiana and a little part in northern West Virginia. And so I'm on the road almost every single day of the week and many weekends throughout the year. But I can take a morning here or there and catch up on office work and be on my computer from home or go to a little local coffee shop. That's something that I enjoy doing, just to switch things up. And that is the beauty of a role like this, but it also comes with its territory. You have to be incredibly disciplined and know how to manage your time and how to be as efficient with your time and as effective as you can be for your customers and the individuals that you work with. And so that's where I kind of picked up the spend a day with me on the road for work, or come to work with me as an animal nutrition sales rep. And oh my gosh, it took off. And, so I, gosh, I could be at a cattle feedlot visiting with a producer to help improve weight gain or their efficiency. I could be visiting with, gosh, I could be visiting with a standard bred farm or a thoroughbred racehorse farm, be out on a track for the day, which is really neat because, we've all seen horse races, but getting to see truly the behind the scenes of that world is so interesting and neat to see. And, when it's show season, summer show season, I get to go to state fairs and we'll have a couple more local junior nationals next year that I get to be a part of as well. County fairs, and then obviously leading into fall, we've got our fall show season about to kick off, and I'll go and do different open house events with different local cattlemen that have fall sales, just all sorts of things. And that's just what is so neat about a position like this. It is truly what you make of it.
That's so cool. How fun. I feel like I'm kind of the same way of like in my career, I really like to get out and about. So that's so fun that you're able to interact with so many people and experience so many different things. I would love to know, I know it's kind of hard to tell sometimes with like content creation and social media, but I can tell that you're making an impact on people and informing a lot of people about agriculture. What has kind of like been the feedback that you've received from putting this information out there? Like what, how are people responding? Is it
Oh my gosh. It has honestly been a little overwhelming. So, I guess to answer the second part of your last question. So, I kind of stumbled upon TikTok, I think as everybody did with COVID and quarantine. And I was just so fascinated with the creativity behind every individual on that app. And I was just obsessed with it. I was so interested. You got to see so many different things. And I also do have a creative side that being in ag sales, yes, you're creative day to day, but that creativity looks a little different. And for me, I grew up loving photography and I got into some videography later on, throughout my college career. And even now, my fiance and I own and operate our own cattle company and seed company and marketing company, West Ag LLC, Cattle Seed and Marketing. I guess I should have put that, explain that a little bit more at the beginning because that's a huge part of our life. And so I felt the desire for a creative outlet. And I want to say just a couple years ago, I decided to start sharing some videos that I took around the farm, some videos of me going out and laying with one of my old show cows. And, that is something that you don't always see online. And I honestly felt that it was so important to share that side of agriculture. And the response has been kind of crazy, in the best way possible. And, I get asked all the time, how do you get into content creation? How do you build a social media following? And I'm here to tell you that I didn't know that's what I signed up for. And, honestly, I think that's why it resonates so well with people. Number one, because they have no idea what an animal nutrition sales rep does day to day. And because almost every day is totally different from the last one, that's so interesting to see. But I've also had quite an overwhelming response on the career side and how to find a career in agriculture, how to land an internship. And so it's been really neat for me to be able to connect with younger generations and, help them kind of through what my college experience was, and even people that didn't necessarily go to college. So it's just been such a beautiful thing and so much fun.
Oh yeah, how cool. I seriously, your videos are so fun to watch. Like I feel the same way. Like it's just so fun to like take a look into people's lives and it's so cool everything that you're doing. So that's so awesome.
Well, thank you.
Kind of one of my last questions. I would love to know like what advice or what you would recommend to somebody that's looking for their passion in work, looking for a passion in agriculture. Like what would you recommend them to do?
Gosh, I have many, but number one is network, network, network. You are the one that builds your network, and that could be just your college roommates. That could be some old friends from high school back in your community. It could be anything, but you truly have no idea how large your network can become overnight. When I was in college, I knew the importance of going to different professional development events and conferences and, networking with people older than me that I looked up to. And that's something that I would also say, anyone that you look up to, you have a question about, don't be afraid to contact them. Just ask the questions. That's something that I was a little intimidated by when I, was in college. And now looking back on, my journey throughout the years, I have such an incredible network of individuals. One of my dearest friends lives in Texas, and we grew up showing limousine cattle together, and she is a beef cattle nutritionist in Texas. And so she went and got her PhD. She went to WT, Texas Tech. And, I'll call her up if I have a question or a situation that I need help with, or, just to talk about different things. I'll call her up when I'm on the road. I have so many different mentors and individuals that I look up to. That's also something that I would encourage everyone to do is find some individuals that, just ask them to say, "Hey, I would like some help in this area," or "I'd love to ride along with you for the day." I remember before social media and before these day in the life videos kind of came about, I went and I rode along with numerous industry professionals, and that was so neat. And also intimidating at the same time because, you didn't necessarily get to see a look into someone's day-to-day in a professional role, unless you have TikTok now and you get to see some day in the life videos.
Yes.
But gosh, yes, network, just jump right in. Don't be intimidated because I firmly believe the agriculture industry is one of the best industries in the entire world, and it is one of the most welcoming industries, one of the most let's see, how do I say this? One of the most intimidating, but also people are so willing to help and bring you right along. That's what I
That's
would encourage.
great advice. I love it. Now, kind of to wrap up, this is the last question that I ask everyone that's on the podcast. What does being a woman in agriculture mean to you and your life?
Yeah, and I love that. It's a great way to wrap up. I was thinking about this question that you sent to me, and as funny as what I'm about to say sounds, one thing I forgot to mention, I was in Sigma Alpha Professional Sorority when I was in college. I joined as a junior, so I didn't go right into college and jump right into sorority life. But some of my closest friends talked me into it, and it was such a wonderful experience. But I say that to say, being a woman in agriculture feels like being part of one of the very best sororities in the entire world. And because it is a group of women across the entire globe of like-minded individuals, hardworking individuals, and a network that is always there for you, even if you don't think that you need it. At the same time, being a woman in agriculture is simply who I am. It's who I am day to day. And I don't take that lightly. I actually, let me, I wrote a couple little notes on this that I wanted to touch on. Let's see. Oh, so something that I reflect on daily is what an absolute privilege it is to have been raised in this industry and, continue to be able to work in it professionally now. And so even if you didn't grow up in agriculture, go to your neighbor if it's a horse trainer or gosh, a sheep farmer, and say, hey, can I help you for a summer or whatever it may be? People always need help around a farm and hard work. And then the last little part that I wanted to be sure to say, okay. This is key. So, agriculture is something that has always given me purpose, not just the cattle, not just the horses, but it's a responsibility and a deep appreciation for the land and the livestock that we're entrusted with. And that leads me to one point that I also wanted to touch on. I love it so much when people say that they enjoy my videos and they can't wait for the next one. And something that came up earlier this year, we had a calf that got fairly sick, and he needed to go to the University Vet Hospital. And it was a very difficult situation. It's not one that anyone ever wants to face in raising cattle. There were some tough decisions that came along with that because that's our role as individuals that care for our livestock. We are entrusted with that, and it's our responsibility to care for them the best way we know how. And so that little guy, he went through an emergency surgery and they did some exploratory stuff and he ended up having an umbilical structure obstruction. And that's a mouthful. It's something that we had never seen before. And the vets at the University Hospital had maybe seen one or two other times. And so I remember talking to my fiance, Colton, and saying, I don't necessarily want to pick up my phone and record this. Because it, still today, it's tough for me to talk about because we live, eat, and breathe these animals. It's our livelihood. And we put our hearts and souls into them. And he said, well, why don't you give it a shot and be as transparent as possible? And that's something that I try to stay, as true to as I possibly can. I want to show all sides of it. And blessedly, most days are better than not, but there's some days in there that are pretty difficult as livestock producers and just people in agriculture as a whole. And so the one thing that I'll leave you with, if my journey encourages one person to find their place in this industry with confidence, that's something that I'll always be grateful for. There's a place for absolutely everybody.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's so awesome, your experience. I guess we'll kind of wrap up there. Thank you so much for taking the time to meet with me. I feel like I learned so much, and I'm
Yeah.
sure so many other people will learn so many things.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm honored. And when you first sent me a message, I just jumped up and down because I thought, oh my gosh, I get to be on a podcast. This is not something that I ever thought, that I would be doing. But my gosh, it's just so incredible to be able to connect with you and hopefully help connect other individuals, just to see an experience like mine and know that it's gonna be okay. It's all gonna work out.
Yeah, I totally agree. Well, I will tag your social media and stuff down below, like in the information. Do you want to tell people though, like where they can find you on
Yeah.
social media?
Yeah, absolutely. So my main platform now is TikTok. I have Instagram as well. So my TikTok and Instagram is Every Day with SJ, and it's a little bit of something different every single day. And then I also have Facebook. It's Sarah Johnson. And I also have my Purina sales specialist page as well that people can check out if they want to follow along on that journey as well.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yes. Yes, thank you so much, Addison. I really appreciate you. It was great to visit with you.